With less than 3 weeks until voting day, both campaigns will be picking up the pace as the finish line approaches. There's even a group of young volunteers for Clinton who've come all the way to the U.S. from Copenhagen. They're in Denmark's Social Democrat Party, and I've got two of them with me right now, Lasse Kuvang and May Jensen. So, Lasse, tell us where you've been so far, and where are you now?
Yeah, hey, nice to meet you. We just came from Miami, where we've been canvassing, you know, knocking on doors, and we've been phone banking. And now we are in Atlanta, where we're going to go to the college later today. And, of course, to this evening, we're going to watch the debate at a watch party with the Hillary activist here in Atlanta. The big difference from Denmark into the U.S. is that in Denmark, almost everyone votes. We have a turnout at 90%. So when we go campaigning in Denmark, it's convincing voters to vote for our party. While here in the U.S., it's more like mobilizing the Hillary voters. So that's a big difference for us in this campaign. But we definitely went knocking some doors.
Have you encountered any resistance from Trump supporters who might see you as, you know, foreigners meddling in our election?
Yeah, not that much. We've been lucky so far, but it might happen.
So, May, I'm just curious. You've come all the way from Denmark to help get out the vote for Hillary Clinton. Why'd you do this?
Yeah, that's true. I did with 40 other DSU members because it's a really important election, not only for the US, but for all of the world. The consequences if Hillary is not elected president would be, yeah, devastating.
So I find it interesting the way you phrase that. If Hillary is not elected president, is this support for Clinton or really an attempt to stop Donald Trump?
Oh, it's both. It's like, yeah, we know that, of course, when we don't politically agree with everything the Democrats and Hillary Clinton thinks, but she is the presidential candidate from the party that is closest to our views of how U.S. should be led politically, and that's why we want to support her.
And back in Denmark, I don't know if there are people who support Trump, but have
Not
you
many.
Had that debate? Do you find Danes who support Trump, and how does that conversation actually go?
We don't have many Trump supporters in Denmark. Of course, there are some, but even the right-wing parties in Denmark, you know, they politically agree with the Democrats. They don't support Trump as a presidential candidate. So it's more like debating the pros and cons of Hillary. The majority of Danish people want her to be the president.
So, Lasse, what's at stake in this U.S. election as you see it?
I'm afraid that if Trump's going to be the president, you'll have a U.S. who are less concerned with the rest of the world. And when it's concerned, it's maybe in a more aggressive way. I really hope that Hillary is going to be president because the way she was Secretary of State and handling big international issues on the diplomatic way, like she did with the Iranian and like she did with the Russians, that's just the way for the U.S. to be involved in the rest of the world. So that's a lot at stake in this election for me as a European watching the election.
What is it like being in the U.S. at this important time, but a crazy American campaign season?
Yeah, well, I think you said it. It is crazy to be here in these times. It's, you know, it's like being part of history. I hope, like, being part of the good kind of history, of course. It's also, I think I speak for all of our group when I say that we have this urgent feeling that we need to do something. Like, if we can contribute just a little to getting Hillary elected as president, it would be amazing. Like, it's not possible for us to just sit back home in Denmark on our hands and not do anything. So it's really wonderful to have this opportunity to experience this country. For me, it's the first time here. I've never been here, and it's crazy and amazing, and everything is a lot bigger than in Denmark. And it's also just amazing to have the opportunity to be part of the campaign, to be canvassing, to see all this, see how it's done in the U.S. So it's very great.
May Jensen and Lasse Kuvang, members of the Social Democratic Youth of Denmark, speaking with us from Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.